everyone. Welcome back to the Haikyuu Summit. I'm your host, Hannah.
And I'm Marley. And today, we have a third person joining us. You may have seen him on TikTok. It's Walt from Walt Rants.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming. Oh my goodness, what an honor.
Please, the honor is all mine. I've wanted to be on this podcast since I was a wee lad.
Yes, yes, we hear that often.
We've been doing this for 20 years.
Basically. So
this is like a lifelong, I've made it to the summit, finally.
That was good, that was good.
Good one.
But yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself, Walt, how you're involved with Haikyuu and that kind of thing.
Okay, well, my name is Walt, and my handle on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter is Walt Rants, and it's kind of self-explanatory. I just rant about stuff, and that stuff is primarily Haikyuu. It's honestly a wonder why I don't have a more Haikyuu-centric username. Because, like, Walt Rants is so vague. He could be ranting about anything in the world, but it's literally 97.9% Haikyuu stuff.
It is.
What's the other 3%?
Probably 2% of that would be, like, Jujutsu Kaisen, and the other 1% is, like, my cat that I just got, like, two months ago.
Cute! That's so fun! What's your cat's name?
Is it, like, a kitten or... A grown cat.
He's a kitten. His name is Oliver. Oh. He's a little void cat. Super black cat. I love him.
Oh, that's adorable.
Like Oliver and Company. That's what makes me
think of. Actually part of the reason for his name. I'm not even joking. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
It's so good. Ugh, that's so cute.
I will send you guys pictures of Oliver after we record.
Yes. Cute.
So how did you get into anime and then specifically... How did you get into Haikyuu?
Okay, so anime, I got into anime in high school. I just had a lot of friends that were into it, and I just latched on and started reading manga, watching anime, and just got very passionate about it. As for Haikyuu, I've always been a pretty athletic person. I play a lot of sports, and I did play volleyball when I was younger. So when I saw a volleyball anime, I was like, oh, this is cool. And I remember I watched season one, and I was like, this is the single greatest thing I've ever experienced in my entire life. I love this. It's so great. And then I waited, and then I watched season two, and I was like, once again, they have done it again. They're changing my life season after season. And then there was a long break between season two and season three coming out. And I was like, okay, now I have to read it because I can't physically wait any longer. So then I ended up reading and catching up to where the series was. And I was watching and reading and watching and reading. So I actually completed the series. Last year, I succeeded in buying every volume of the manga. So I own every all 45 volumes of the manga. And
no
I made
way.
Like a challenge for myself to only buy it like off the shelf. Like I couldn't order any online. So I only purchased a copy. I only purchased a volume if I found it in a bookstore or something like that.
Oh, cool.
And then I succeeded. So all 45.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Like, where are you finding these? Like, at your local place or, like, traveling?
So, most of them are from my local places. And then whenever I went somewhere, I tried to, like, look at whatever bookstores they have around. Like, local bookstores that might sell manga. Barnes & Nobles. I got a lot of stuff from Barnes & Nobles.
Okay.
But I tried my best to find from, like, local small businesses. Because I just thought it would be cooler to have that. And also, like... It's really cool because, like, there are certain volumes, like, volume 13 I had trouble finding, and ended up finding it in some, like, small shop while I was, like, traveling somewhere. So, like, that volume now has bit more value to me. It's cool.
Totally.
So cool. I love, like, collecting things, like, when you travel anyways. But that makes it, like, part of a bigger picture.
Yeah.
Getting the whole series.
That's cool.
Definitely. It's been a fun journey. But as for me getting into, like, Haikyuu as, like, a content creator... one of my favorite stories to tell, actually, I literally was, my wife was in a doctor's appointment and I was sitting in the car outside waiting for her. And I was like, just having a little fun. So I recorded a little TikTok talking about how Haikyuu is the greatest sports anime because volleyball as a sport is like, it requires teamwork. Like you can't touch the ball more than once. And the problem with all sports anime is like one kid is always going to be the hero of the team.
Yeah.
And I was like, volleyball's so good because you can't do that. You need to have a fully fleshed out team. And that's why all the teams in Haikyuu are so cool with so many different characters that have to be developed. Yeah. And I posted a TikTok thinking, okay, well, that was fun. Me ranting. And then like the next day I woke up and I opened my phone and it was just like notification after notification. This is amazing. I want to hear you talk more. Please give us a part two.
And like, I was like, immediately.
Oh my God.
I was like, me?
And now like 66,000 people want to see what you say.
I apparently they're invested in whatever this guy has to say. It's pretty, it's been quite the ride. But yeah, people keep tuning in. People keep asking for new parts. And I keep trying to come up with new things to keep people entertained.
Yeah.
How long have you been like posting that, posting Haikyuu stuff?
Oh my gosh. I think it might be like 3-4 years maybe. Yeah, because I started like in the I only downloaded COVID. TikTok in the pandemic. Like I was like locked in my room. Yeah, right. What else could you do? I was locked in my room. I opened up TikTok and I think maybe like a couple of months after I actually downloaded, I started talking about Haikyuu and it just like steamrolled from there.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It's been quite the time.
Okay. We have a couple questions we often ask people, and also like kind of tailored to the person. So question number one, who's your favorite character?
My favorite character is Atsumu Miya. Well, blonde, blonde hair setter boy. Yeah, I love him so much.
I thought it was going to be someone from Shiratorizawa.
Tendo is number two. He's
okay. You dressed up as Tendo, right?
Yes.
You cosplayed as Tendo.
I did cosplay as Tendo.
That's what I was thinking.
With red hair and everything.
Yeah.
But
so good.
Atsumu, though, you saw that, right? I was proud of that. I was very proud of that cosplay.
Oh, that was great.
But
killed it.
Atsumu has my heart. Like I feel like Atsumu like just represents a lot of what I see in myself, like as like the competitive aspect of volleyball and just like sports in general. I feel like he is like one of the most competitive people in the show. And he's kind of just like, I want to get into stuff that you guys haven't explored on the podcast yet. Cause like, so I want to stop there because you're going to explore him a lot more in the second half of this season. So
yeah, I'm excited though.
I will come back when the season is done to talk about how much I love Atsumu. Or literally whenever you guys want me to come back. I'm literally always down.
Perfect.
Yay. Okay. We definitely should.
Yeah. And I think this is breaking news that both of us posted that the movie is coming out in like a month and a half. So I'm going to have to watch all these episodes because I'm like, we're not going to get ready. So I'm going to see it all soon. And then it will be no longer spoiler free.
Can't wait.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was announced today and I freaked out.
Yeah, today. That's so fun.
I know. Like, it'll be fun to watch it all and then go right into the movie. Like, I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah, that's going to be a great event. I'm already, like, organizing, like, to, like, rent out a theater or something. Because, like, I want to watch
it.
I want to watch it, but I also want to watch it with, like, all my people. Like, I don't want to watch it with anyone that's not my people.
Kick them out.
Get those strangers out.
Strangers out of the theater. Keep your kids at home unless they know every character on Karasuno. Like,
no interruptions. Yeah. No talking.
Do you think people will dress up? This is not part of the questions plan, but I'm curious. Are you planning on dressing up and do you think other people will?
I think people will dress up. I will definitely dress up.
Nice. Good.
And
should we just come to you for the movie? We were talking about going to Portland, but we should just all have one day.
Why Portland when you can come to New York?
I forgot you're in New York. That'd be so fun. Man, I gotta be in work the next day, but fly across the continent and be back. Okay, that's exciting.
Ooh, that's so fun.
Who are your favorite characters?
Marley, go ahead.
Oh, my favorite is Kageyama.
See, I knew that. I knew that. Just the last couple episodes, you've been just like, every time he's on the screen, it's just like, by the way, in my notes, I love Kageyama. Got it.
Anyways, he was here. Love that scene.
She's like, I guess I have to give an MVP to Kageyama.
I guess. It's interesting, though, because in our like tally of MVPs, Hinata has number one by a good chunk right now. We haven't done season four yet. But that's interesting. I wonder who's going to come out on top in the end.
True.
But I love Kageyama. I think he tries so hard and he's so not good at making friends. And it just reminds me of myself.
I feel that. I think that's the best thing about Haikyuu. There's literally someone for every single personality type that you could possibly encounter.
They're like there's someone. That's me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Wait, Marley, you think you were like Kageyama?
I'm probably better with words than Kageyama, but...
You're definitely not like Kageyama. You're very easy to talk to.
Oh, thanks.
But I know. I know what you're saying. I have like, it's so hard to choose a favorite character in Haikyuu. I kind of hate doing it. But I kind of like set Oikawa from day one and so kind of stuck with that. Yeah. No,
are you going to change it, Hannah?
No, I'm not changing it. That's my number one. But I also really like Nishinoya and Kenma and Kuru.
I love Kenma.
And the list will go on and on. But
I love all the like awkward.
These are solid choices. These are all solid choices. I used to tell people all the time.
Is there a wrong choice?
No, there isn't. I used to tell people all the time, you can like ask like 20 fans of the series who their top three is and get like 20 completely different lists.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's just someone to choose from. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And like every time someone like either leaves a review or like emails us or DMs us, they say their favorite characters. And it's such a wide range. It's like very true.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay, this is similar. And I think I know your answer, but who is your fave team? It could be the same, could be different.
So my favorite team is Inarizaki. It's the team that Atsumu plays for. Yes, I love all the characters on that team, as you will come to find out why. And I'm not sure how well you guys know me or my content or have followed me. I'm not going to assume anything. But if you didn't know, you know, every team has a banner, right?
Yeah.
I have Inarizaki's team banner tattooed on my arm, actually.
What?
Yeah, so that's the banner.
No way! I've seen
that. Yeah, so that's the banner for Inarizaki. I mean, obviously it's flipped because camera. But yeah, it's a massive. This is my first tattoo, and I decided to really go big or go home. And I got it along my entire forearm. So
That's interesting.
So cool. What does it mean? What's their banner? Like, what does it translate
to? Their banner translates to, "We don't need the memories." So basically, like, don't let memories hold you back, or don't let them influence how you behave going forward. You just always keep looking forward. And I love that. It's really cool.
People
always tell me it's so ironic because, like, you got it tattooed on you so you would remember it.
No, it's so you forget and then you remind it.
Yeah.
That's such a cool tattoo. That's such a cool
Haikyuu tattoo.
Yeah. Thank you. Kind of a weird banner for it. Volleyball team, but a great tattoo.
Well, once you get into their storyline, I feel like the writer for Odate, the writer of Haikyuu, like he really ties everything together so well. Like everything just makes so sense at the end. Good series.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. If you're a Haikyuu fan, you really need to follow Walt because you'll love all his videos. Very fun.
I just try to make people laugh.
It's kind of hard to find good. I don't know, good content creators that make Haikyuu stuff all the time.
Yeah, you're just at least like consistently.
Constantly coming out with funny, relatable Haikyuu content.
Yeah, I've kind of settled into this niche, and it's kind of my space. It's pretty, it's really cool, honestly. Like I said, I try to stay extremely humble, but like when Anime NYC comes around, and I'm like at conventions where like there are a lot of anime fans, like, people genuinely walk up to me and say, "Oh my God, you're the Haikyuu guy." And I'm like,
"So fun."
No, I'm just a guy who happens to like Haikyuu. You don't need to call me the Haikyuu guy. I'm just Walt.
That's so cool. Yeah,
extremely
Walt
cool.
Walt the Haikyuu guy.
That's kind of like how our podcast happened too, because it just was like this niche that wasn't really taken. Like, there'd been some, but they weren't, like, they ended or weren't consistent.
Mm-hmm. Or they were, like, anime current. In general.
Yeah.
And we're like, we just like
Not
Haikyuu.
That means that we blew up or anything, but you know, that's how people find us. Right. There's like not a lot when you search for it, so it works.
Yep.
I'm going to do the most unique run of listening to your podcast because I'm going to listen to it backwards. Because to prepare for today, I just listened to the last two episodes. So I'm going to just keep going backwards. And I can't wait to get to season two because it's going to be so fun when I get
negative
there.
Negative character development from us.
Actually, Kageyama is getting worse as a character.
Yeah. We hated him at the beginning.
Oh. We started giving out LVPs.
He was so negative.
You won't believe. We had a hard time, but we were like, we thought we had to. Our first plan was that we'd each have one MVP and one LVP. So every episode, we're like,
we have to give someone.
I don't
want to
give out an LVP, but Kageyama.
He's making a comeback.
Then we said, that's too hard. We're not going to do that. We still throw in a few LVPs, but not as often. If you could attend one of the schools in Haikyuu, which would it be?
Oh, attendant. That is a unique question. I've never been asked that. I'd probably want to go to Karasuno just because, like, as much as I love Inarizaki, like, the chaotic energy at Karasuno sounds like something that I would be a fan of. Like, I wouldn't be on the team, but I would just be Tanaka and Noya's best friend. Like, I would be the third member of their trio.
Yes.
I just feel like I match up well with that energy. So if I had to choose a school, it would definitely be Karasuno.
Interesting.
That's so good.
I like love all those people the most. So I feel like that's where I would want to go too. But
yeah, this episode when they were all together again, I was like, oh, Karasuno.
It was so warm. I watched it again. I was like, I've watched this series so many times. But I will say this, guys. Oh my goodness, watching an episode while actually like taking notes on it and like trying to like come up with things to say, I came up with like 14 new TikTok ideas. So
amazing.
I think I'm gonna have to go back and literally just rewatch the entire series the way you guys watch the series now.
Yeah, and just jot things
analyzing,
down.
Writing down like funny moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just so many little funny little animation things that they put in there. They're like things that are like in the background, like things that characters are doing. And I'm just like, wow, they didn't have to do that, but they really want to like give a more full experience to the characters.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love looking at the background stuff. It's so good.
Oh, you're going to love my notes. I'm so excited.
Oh, yes.
Yay.
And what is your favorite anime? It does not have to be Haikyuu. We won't kick you off the podcast.
I appreciate that. Haikyuu is my favorite anime, though. It is.
Okay. It is makes sense based on your content.
Yeah, it is number one for me. It is my personal favorite. If someone asks me like, what the best anime is, I try to separate that. I would probably say like Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is very, very good. It has something for everyone. So that's also a very popular show and a personal like comfort show of mine, which is my other tattoo, because I have another tattoo. It's, you can't really tell, it's a sword with a crown dangling on the end of it, and it's from a show that came out a couple years ago called Ranking of Kings. It's a very cool show, and I just want to shine a light on it real quick if I can, because I'm a special education teacher, so I work with kids with special needs.
That's awesome.
This show is about a kid who is the son of a giant, but he's actually really tiny. He's also deaf and mute. So he has like a ton of disabilities going for him. Huh. And they basically tell him, you can't be the king because you have all these things going on for you. And he just says, well, he doesn't say because he doesn't really talk. He just kind of makes noises. But he says, I'm going to go learn how to be a like an awesome swordsman. And I'm going to be king regardless because that's awesome. And as someone who works with kids with disabilities, I just think like that representation is really beautiful. So that show means a lot to me as well.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Big recommendation.
Yeah. It sounds
great.
Add
it to the list.
We had other guests come on the podcast earlier, and they have a Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood podcast. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. What is their podcast called? It's so long.
It's called Beyond the Gate.
Yes.
A Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood podcast.
There you go.
I guess I know what I'm going to be on next.
They finished it. They
just
the
finished and moved on to... What one is it now? Dr. Stone.
I think they're just doing like...
Dr. Stone. I think it's a good show.
Maybe. They like love that one.
That was, I watched that one too. Like, it was the second anime I watched after Haikyuu, and I was like, whoa, this is crazy.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah. Okay, and then last question for now. So you talked about Comic-Con a little bit.
Yes.
What, so do you go to them very often? What are your experiences with them? We've never been, and so we love hearing people's experiences. So tell us about that.
Okay, so I have the good fortune of living in New York. So Anime NYC is one of the really big conventions that's just anime-centric alone. And a lot of the content creators show up for Anime NYC. So that's always a really cool experience. And as like the hometown person, like I usually, like I'm there all days.
That's awesome.
Which is really great. And from my experience, every year it keeps getting better and better. I've also hosted the Haikyuu meetup at the event year. So like every year I host the Haikyuu cosplay meetup, and it's really cool because like it's like a half hour period where everyone who's cosplayed as Haikyuu characters get together, and they just get the chance to take pictures together, and it's really cool because like as the host I have to like organize it and direct it. So what I typically do is I have like everyone come in and take a picture, and then we'll have like everyone scatter, and then we'll have like all the Karasuno people take a picture, all the Nekoma people take a picture, all the Shiratorizawa people, and then after we do that we'll do like all similar characters, so like all the Kuros, all the Bokutos, and then we'll do like all the ships, so it'll be like all the ships get together, so it'll be like all the Yamaguchis and all the Sukis come together, like all the Daichis and Sugawaras come together, all and then
that's so funny.
Everybody gets a chance to hang, and I got the last spot of the day, so after it finished there were no other groups to come take pictures after us, so everyone had volleyball, so everyone just started like playing. So now after that first year I always book the last session of the day so that like security doesn't get mad at us when we just start playing volleyball out in the open. It's really cool. And hopefully I'm going to do it again this year. So it'll be like my fourth year hosting that.
Wow.
Yeah. But
that's so cool.
When is it normally? What time of year?
It's normally in November, but they're actually switching it to August now. So
interesting.
It's going to be in the summer. Which is going to be better and worse, I mean, for some people. So I've seen a lot of people complaining, but other people are excited because it's not going to be cold. So that's also nice. Mm-hmm. Like, the variety of cosplay can be better when you're not freezing.
True.
Yeah, especially if you're wearing, like, a volleyball uniform.
Yeah, I typically show up to the con. Like, people would never recognize me walking in because I'm just, like, bundled up in sweats. And then, I, like, unpack everything into, like, my Haikyuu book bag. And I was like, oh, he's Tendo.
There he is.
Yeah. I also cosplay Demon Slayer stuff sometimes just because...
Oh, so cool.
Their outfits are just so fly. Like, the color schemes are so cool on the outfits.
Yeah, the designs are so unique. It's so fun to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else we want to do before?
Oh, I want to ask one more thing. I know you said you're athletic, and I know that you have played volleyball, right? You're in a league.
I play recreationally from time to time, yes. You do?
Nice.
Okay. Is that something like that you did in high school, or is that something you did because of Haikyuu?
So I feel like volleyball is like something that I always missed out on in high school. I signed up to run track like the week before volleyball tryouts were or whatever. And then like I was like, well, I've already signed up for the track team, so that's what I'm gonna do. And then like I always was like out the corner of my eye, like, man, that sport looks fun. So I did not play it organized when I was younger. And then like I played like in gym class or whatever, but nothing like seriously organized. And I only recently started playing like organized with people that are actually very good players. Ooh. So I'm slowly getting better. So but I've been playing every week since like October. And I'm slowly getting way and way better. So that's fun. Like I said, not bragging, trying to be humble. I'm relatively athletic person. Like I jump pretty high and run pretty fast. I have good reaction time. So like I'm picking the sport up very naturally.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if I can throw some shade at myself, I'm so bad at actually swinging for the volleyball. When I first started playing, I was just like season one Hinata. Like I would jump really high. And I'd be like, oh, And then the ball would not be where my hand is. And I'm like, oh, goodness. Wow. Embarrassment. But I've been getting better and better. And now I'm like a pretty reliable player. If I had to compare myself to any character thus far in how I play, I would probably say the closest character you can compare me to is like Tendo, honestly. And I'm not just saying that because I love him as a character. I think I started to like him more as a character once I started playing volleyball, because I really started to appreciate what he does. And my favorite thing is getting blocks. It's so satisfying.
Okay.
It's like,
yeah, that makes sense.
It's kind of evil, but it's so satisfying. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Should we get into it?
Oh boy.
Oh, I want to read one message we got this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we just got like we try to read messages if we get like a nice one from listeners. So we got a message from Alexis this week. Okay, and Alexis said, "Hey guys, I just found the pod a few weeks ago and I caught up today. I've been in a Haikyuu hyperfixation lately, so I've really enjoyed having your pod to listen to and hearing your perspectives. I drive for work, so it's great to just have you guys in the car with me, talking about something we all love. It's like having friends with me. I can't wait to hear the episodes to come. Also, my favorite character is Noya. I've gone between a few different characters as my fave, but he has been the top for a while now. Honorable mentions are Suga, Asahi, and Kenma."
Ooh.
Love
that's
that.
That's what this is. We're just friends. And now we have another friend with us.
Yay. Friends.
Okay, let's get into episode 6, Enhancements. This covers chapter 220, Back Together, 221, The Wall Returns, and 222, Enhancements. I kind of like The Wall Returns, wish that would have been the title of this, but Enhancements is fine.
You guys want to start? I'll just jump in.
I don't have anything particular I want to say right away, so go ahead.
So I'm looking at my list of notes because I did notes like you guys do. And obviously it's like everyone's back together at Karasuno again, which is emotional and awesome back and beautiful and cute. And like I said earlier, I love the little animation notes that they put in to just make characters look more real. And one of the things I first noticed, because like I said, it's like rewatching the series and trying to take notes is making me like hyper fixate on every little thing. So when they first get inside the gym, like Noya comes in and like slaps Kageyama and Hinata on the back, like, "Welcome back, hey guys." And I think it's so funny that like Hinata is just like, "What?" And Kageyama is like, he like rubs his back because it hurt. And it just made me think about how like Kageyama is such a softy. And like Hinata is like always throwing his body around and falling and getting hurt and stuff like that. So of course getting slapped on the back for him, it does not bother him at all. But Kageyama's like, "Ow, like why?"
That's so funny. I didn't notice that.
So true.
So cute.
He's like, I think it's maybe partially like he's still not used to having like these teammates be his brothers, and they're just like slapping him like, "Happy to see you." He's so like cute. "You just hit me."
That is also so true. Like his very literal mindset is just like, what this is physical violence, why?
Yeah. I don't understand.
I do not approve.
There's a fun extra fact. At least I can't remember this in the anime, but in the manga, when Kageyama and Hinata are talking, just the two of them, Hinata says Goshiki was the best player at their training camp. And I thought that was very interesting coming from Hinata. He was like, hands down, Goshiki was the best player there.
Huh.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
I gotta go open up my books now. Like,
Yes.
That's actually...
I think it was...
That's really interesting.
I think it might have been at the end of the previous episode.
It could have.
When him and Kageyama were passing in, like, the yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And catching up. I think there was, like, a little...
That's when it happened. So, might have been in the last one.
That is so interesting. I'm just letting you guys know in advance. I'm going to take, like, 90% of the things we say here today and make TikToks about them. So.
Oh, go for it.
Please. We're terrible at making TikToks.
And you make so many, so feel free to get some ideas.
I got a strict schedule.
Do you really?
When I was first going back into my TikTok career, when I was like really trying to like grow as a creator, I was literally like, you need to post 4 TikToks a day. Like,
oh my word.
In the morning.
We've posted 4 TikToks ever.
Yeah. In the morning, at noon, at 3 p.m. when kids get out of school, and 1 at night before people fall asleep, and for people who are on the other side of the world, they have followers all over. So like sometimes I'll post a TikTok and then go to bed and wake up and it's like blown up. And I'm like, don't people sleep? But then I read the comments and it's like people from like Japan are actually commenting on my stuff. And I'm like, oh gosh.
That's so cool.
I've chilled out since then. Cool. Maybe 2 a day now.
That's so
That's
crazy.
Still really good. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Amazing. I'm still not very good at giving myself context because I just say this response from Kageyama is honestly better than I expected. Didn't say when this happened, but it is. I think it's when Daichi asks him how camp went. And I kind of expected him to just say like nice or fine, but he does come up with something to say. He says the floors were not made of wood. So that was super impactful.
No, absolutely. I think that's so funny that that's the thing that he focused on of all things. It just really shines a light on how bad his like interpersonal skills are. It's like not the human beings that I was with the entire week.
And I love that he's like, I need to share this.
The volleyballs were cool.
Yeah, exactly.
The net was new. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I learned something new. The floor isn't wood there.
I also love, like, in that opening scene, the opening interactions is just so great of everyone showing up to the gym one after another. And my favorite, one of my favorite things is Tsukishima, right, is, like, okay with Sugawara, like, rubbing his hair and, like teasing him and joshing him around. And then, like, Sugawara is like, did you get taller? And he's like, I guess. And then like 5 seconds later, Yamaguchi is like, did you get taller? He's like, shut up, Yamaguchi.
Oh, no, he loves Yamaguchi so much. Stop
he loves him so much,
Tsuki.
But he can't let people know.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I didn't notice that with him and Suga, though. That's so cute.
Yeah, Suga like, teases
okay,
him.
Okay, you're my senpai.
Basically.
I wrote, Suga is so mother in this episode. And then it was hilarious because right after that, Asi was like, what is he, their aunt? Which also, fun fact from the manga, at least in the translation that I said, he said uncle, but the anime switched it to aunt. And I thought that was hilarious because Suga is mom. That is very true.
Yeah, Suga mama.
Suga mama. Yeah. Oh, man.
What else? The whole beginning part of the episode is so cool. I just like seeing everyone show back up again. Also, Tanaka walking in with the keys. I'm not sure if that was the beginning of this episode or the end of the last episode. It's one of my single favorite like images in the entire series. He's just so cool. He's such a vibe.
He's so cool.
He looks so cool. And then like the winter gear.
With his beanie on.
I love when they all start wearing their winter gear.
Swinging the keys.
So cute.
It's so good.
I love it all.
And I like Kyoko and Yachi are also really happy to have everyone back. Like, Kyoko says, like, their fighting brings me peace.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yes. Even though Inoshita and Narita were like, wow, it was really nice. Should be quiet for a little while because all their loud players were gone. I guess Suki's not that loud, but
that would be me. I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's finally quiet.
That would be you.
Funny. I think about the loudness, another thing, like, with Noya, I think one of the funniest lines, it makes me, like, openly laugh. It's such a silly, stupid line, but, like, it makes me laugh a lot, is when Suki is like, oh, Hinata was actually going to try to sneak into the Tokyo one, but he didn't because he'd get arrested. And Noya's like, yes! Like, that's great.
Nice, Shoya!
Yeah.
That's so good.
Well, and Hinata actually is embarrassed about this, which is funny. He has no shame usually, but he was like, oh no. I think maybe he actually learned a lesson.
Yeah.
Because everyone Hopefully. Was so upset about him sneaking into the other kid.
Him apologizing to Daichi was so cute. Like,
yeah.
He, like, without being, like, told to, he kind of just, like, ran up to him. And he's like, I'm so sorry for all the problems I caused. Yes.
Good job, Hinata.
Growth. Mm-hmm. We love to see growth.
Yes.
Yeah, we
he's
do.
He's done so much growing. Maybe not physically, but definitely mentally.
Yeah. And this episode, they start having a practice match with Date Tech. Which is pretty exciting.
Love it.
It's crazy.
I'm actually I'm a very secret closet Date Tech lover.
Really?
Yeah. Specifically, their captain, Futakuchi, who is like a troll, like a professional troll. But I think I just like people that are like that.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
But I remember when this episode first came out, like when I first watched it, I remember I recorded a TikTok specifically about this episode. So it's kind of funny that you guys have me on for this. And I remember saying in this TikTok, like, Futakuchi comes back, and like when you first see him in this episode, he does like a jump serve, which is cool because like he wasn't doing those before. And like they're doing like this new style of blocking where they bunch together, which they weren't doing before. They now have Kogen Egawa, who's new. They didn't have him before. And I was just thinking to myself, like, we could watch a whole nother show about what the heck they were doing over the summer. Like, they clearly did of training.
Yeah.
And got way better over the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally every team could have their own
I know
like season and I would eat it up.
Absolutely. So this episode like was really cool.
Yeah. All the teams that I don't like as soon as I get into their background, which I think we posted a meme about that recently. Yep. Just like hate the other team, hate Date Tech, hate Seijo, and then as soon as we get to know the characters, I'm like, man, I wish we could see them more often.
Oh my goodness. I agree. You're like, oh, why are they trying to stop our main character team? And you find out, oh, he struggled with loneliness as a child. You're like, oh, give him the ball. Yeah. Give him
you
the ball.
You get so deep.
That was us like finally coming around to Shira Torizawa a bit.
Yes.
This season.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens. You don't think it'll happen. It does.
Before the actual like Date Tech match starts, there were two other things that I noticed that I thought were so cool and I want to talk about for like hours on end, but I'll save it for later time. Like the fact that Hinata can now like that when they say like, oh, he gets really quiet and starts looking and paying attention. Like that is so huge for him as a character. And like even in the things that he says in his head, because like I wrote down in my notes that like, he can tell how good Kageyama is now. Like before he was just like before he was just like, oh, the ball shows up and the ball's here. But like he literally says like, wow, that set is perfect. Nice height, far away from the net. Like he knows what the heck he's talking about now. Before he was just like,
that's so true.
The ball's there. I jump, I hit. And like,
yeah,
now he actually genuinely understands the sport so much better. And like he even notices like, he's like, Suki, you were jumping higher at the training camp. Like he's so perceptive and like,
which he was not before. That's a great point.
Yeah, everyone's focused on, like, his physical attributes. And I'm just like, this kid is getting so smart so fast.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that training camp really did do him good.
Yeah,
I had my doubts at the beginning, but he learned a lot.
And the other thing that I saw was, like, specifically from Asahi and Coach Ukai, they both, like, pay extra close attention to Kageyama.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the entire team is aware that Kageyama has some, like, mental health stuff going on. He's, like, they know he's not always, like, on point. And, like, the fact that Asahi is, like, did y'all notice that he's been scowling a little bit more?
That is interesting.
And then Coach Ukai was also, there's, like, this one shot where they show Kageyama and then they zoom out to the background. And Coach Ukai is, like, staring at him so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes me feel like Kageyama's baby. And everyone wants to take care of him because they're like, they know he's good and they know he's under so much pressure. And he's like, he's baby. Also, I'm not sure if you guys know, he's the youngest player on the team. So he is literally baby.
It's easy to forget that.
Yeah, you would think it's Hinata. Hinata's actually the oldest first year.
That's so funny.
So crazy.
I think that's interesting that Asahi was the one to point that out. And I wonder if it like has to do with like he went through his own like setback. So he just kind of like is able to point that out. But that I like didn't think about that, that Asahi was one of the only people who said anything.
I think he is also just like more mature, like out of everyone there. He's probably one of the most mature, not just in looks, but like emotionally.
That's maybe true.
He's just more in tune.
No,
looking out for people.
I agree. I feel like Marley's super right in that like he's gone through his own stuff in his head. So like he just is aware of like feelings and being empathetic for people. And I think that's really beautiful writing.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. That's so good. Mm-hmm. For Dante, so good.
I appreciated Ukai again, like going up to Kageyama, getting through to him, like getting him to open up. He's like, okay, I know something is going on. Like, what is it?
Yeah, that goody two shoes comment was bothering him.
Yes. And we have to also mention Kinata's receive.
Yeah.
Yes. That was so good.
Yes.
And he was just like, oh, here it is. And he was right where it needed to be. He couldn't quite receive it. But
yeah, he's getting there. Mm-hmm. I also noticed this is weird, but like he has big hands. And it's a weird comment, but Hinata, he's picking up one of the balls with, like, one hand. Like, he was just, like, palming the ball right before he, like, jumped in place to receive it. And I remember looking at it, I was like, he's so tiny. Why have big hands? But it's cool.
It's hilarious.
I'm sure that helps with volleyball.
It's got to help some way.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And then... Wait, sorry. And also, I really liked when Daichi yelled at Hinata and Kageyama through the fence. That was so funny. And then Suga and Asahi are giggling on the side when he yells at them.
They're like, you really expected them to not stay for the entire night?
Yeah.
This is very expected. Okay. Coach Yukai.
Right.
And I feel like he was low-key nervous to talk to Kageyama. Like, it took some guts for him to go say that.
He definitely had to get himself together for it.
Yeah. And
because he's like young too. He's so new at this. He's not
true.
Isn't he like 25 or something?
Yeah,
that's so true.
Younger than us. He's so young.
And I thought Coach Yukai's response was interesting. We can talk about that. But going back to the goody two shoes, we got a really great email from Amanda. Who said, her favorite character is Atsumu, so that's kind of fun. Okay, and she is trying to answer our goody two shoes question from a couple episodes ago when it first started. And she said, so to be as vague as possible to avoid spoiling anything, I think the best answer is that there's a difference between the most comfortable set for a player and the best set for a player. Kageyama used to do the best sets he personally was capable of, and he has corrected course to pinpoint set that are the most comfortable for the player. But the best set could arguably be a set that challenges the player to reach their limits, which in turn makes them grow as a player. And then she said, I think that's all I can say for now, but it should be more clear before the nationals start. And I think that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yep.
She did a great job.
Yes, which is why Ukai's response is interesting, because he did not say that. He said best set is the best one for them.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's also coddling a little bit, because he doesn't want to push Kageyama, because he knows how like fragile and gentle he has to be. So he doesn't want to say something that's like, yeah, actually, you know, this kid that you met just the other day is right. You need to fix up what you're doing. He's like, no. Maybe he also wants him to like learn on his own and like come to it like naturally.
Yeah.
He was already nervous to go talk to him, so maybe he was like, I know he's upset already. Let me calm him down a little.
Yeah.
And you can see he's just like really overthinking that comment and putting a lot of pressure on himself and like more pressure after going to the camp.
True.
Then the next day is the practice match.
Woo!
And they have amazing animations for the lineup.
Dude,
for the starting lineup.
I don't know where that came from.
Do they ever do that again?
No, like they don't. It's the only time they do it.
I loved it.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it wasn't even for a real match.
I remember seeing that for the first time. I was like, oh, cool. So this is what we're doing going forward?
Right.
And they don't come back to it again. I was like, they just had time. They clearly had time on their hands.
I was like, these animators were just like, let's have some fun.
It was so cool.
I wish
though.
They did that every episode. Like, right. We're always over here, like, on the Haikyuu wiki page trying to find everyone's
name
of the year and everything.
Presentation was immaculate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I literally wrote that in my notes. Crazy hype intro to the match.
It is crazy.
I was like, for this practice match?
So random.
And then we get into gameplay, and Daytek is awesome.
They're so good.
They're so good.
They're like, so many so times scary. They wrote, how did Karasuno win?
Or how did they beat them before?
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Like, I know they've improved, but, like, Daytek's so good.
And I think it's cool that Coach Yukai says, like, while he's, like, giving him the little like, info on the team, he's like, Daytek is like national level blocking,
right?
So like, you're already dealing, mm-hmm. like, this is what you're going to be facing off with when you get to nationals, yeah. all the time, so yep. get used to it. They're gonna bully you right now, but this is what we have to go deal with anyway, so get used to it.
That's funny.
I mean, that's probably why they, I'm assuming, like, Takeda reached out to do a yeah. practice match with them.
Yeah.
We need some.
Most like, I remember practice. When I first watched, and then I was like, they're doing a practice match. I was like, Seijo? And then
I
was like, would they? And then they didn't. And I was like,
he'd be so mad.
I was like, well, Cal probably wouldn't want to, like, help them get any
cry.
Better.
He would. Oh, man. They've only played Daytek a couple times, so it is fun to see them play each other again.
It is.
And now we know, like, Kaganagawa better.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, fun to see him again.
Oh. Go ahead.
Oh, you go.
Okay.
I think I know what you're going to say.
I love that Kaganagawa has enemies on Karasuno already. Like Kageyama does not like him.
Kageyama hates other setters.
Yeah,
it took one comment for
him. He hates other setters already, but now he's also like, what do you mean you're using my hitters better than, what do you mean you made Sugi jump? Ooh. How dare you? These are my toys. How dare you take my ball?
Yeah, so true. Yeah. That's so accurate.
And then he calls Tsukishima Suki, and Yamaguchi's like,
Yamaguchi's like, no. That's for me to
call. My man.
My
that's
best
my friend. Nickname. You can't use it. You call him Tsukishima K.
You can't defend yourselves. Like, this is on the animators. Like, they're living into this.
It's so funny. And Kaganagawa does not know any better. He's just happy to be alive.
He's so happy. And he loves his friends. He got everyone's email. It's so cute.
So cute.
Just a happy little rooster.
Yes.
I also love in while we're on Kaganagawa, like in the gameplay, I remember when they played against Seijo before, Futakuji was telling him like, hey, if you're gonna dump the ball, like spike it hard before. So then,
he said that?
Yeah. He's like, if you're gonna dump, because like he's trying to like be cool and shifty. He's like, no, you're big, dude. If you're gonna dump, just dump it hard. So
no way.
In this game when they're playing, there's a scene where like he sees the ball come up and he like whacks it.
Like whole yeah. side of his body.
Yeah, and even Nishinoya can't get it. And right. I was like, wow, look at you growing up.
What? Who said that to him?
I'm pretty sure it was Futakuchi, like his captain. Okay. And this was all the way back in like in season two. He's like, if you're gonna dump it, don't do like a baby dump. Like
yeah.
do it with all your strength. And then
he
kept that lesson with him. So I just love that they keep building on stuff from previous seasons.
That's awesome. I didn't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm.
What else was there? Well, obviously that cliffhanger ending, but let's not get to that
yeah.
yet.
Yeah. I was like thinking, oh, Kageyama is putting so much pressure on himself. He's seeming so like stressed and not quite like jiving with everyone. And then you see him like smile. And it's like, no, he's loving this. Mm-hmm. He's like, so oh, it feels so good to play against a team like this.
Yeah. He has a weird thing with his emotions.
Definitely not linear with his emotions. It's like a roller coaster with that kid.
I get it.
Definitely understood. I just feel like it's so interesting having seen like the excitement he felt playing with like all these national level players. It's just like
he loved it.
He played a new breed of volleyball, and now he's back with his boys from Carrasco, and
yeah,
I'm sure he has to do some like adjusting again, mm-hmm. on top of all the pressure from the goody two shoes comment, and now dealing with date taking. There's just so much going on in his poor little head.
Yeah.
He can't handle that
much. I'm glad he's having fun.
But he's loving it. Like, I thought he was, I was like, oh no, like, someone check in with Kageyama. They need to, like, take him out for a sec or something. And he's like, this is so fun. Okay, go for it. I like Takeda's little exposition. I love when they do that in Haikyuu. For all of us newbies who don't know anything about volleyball, they're like, I see that they're doing this group block and like talk about it for a while. And I'm like, thank you for that. I appreciate it.
They even demonstrated it.
The little diagram.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's definitely super informative. Like I have so many friends that I've made through like TikTok or whatever that are actual volleyball players. And they're just like, Haikyuu is so good at like really teaching the game. Like it's really so cool. a very good educational tool.
Yeah.
And I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said before, like, so many times, I really wish I would have been into it, like, when I was in high school. I guess it wasn't out yet, but I wish it had been. Because I think it would have made me, maybe, would have helped me care a bit more about volleyball.
Oh, my goodness. I teach at a high school, and there are so many kids that, like volleyball. And I remember being in high school, and volleyball is not the biggest thing in the world. But, like, when I leave my job and I'm walking to my car, I see, like, kids on the field. And instead of playing soccer, they're, like, setting a volleyball to each other. So I'm just like, this is literally the impact of anime. And that's crazy to me.
That's so true.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
And, like, the movie did so well in Japan. I'm so excited to see how it does here. I hope it goes crazy.
According to my videos today, because I posted about it on, like, everything, everyone's mm-hmm. going, like, insane. Everyone's very excited, and everyone's, like, ready to take off from work to go see the movie three times. So.
That's what we heard a couple of people say that in our group chat, too. They're like, I'm going three times.
I probably can't afford to do that, but love that. Listen. Especially if I fly to Portland.
Yeah, you'll spend the money flying to Portland.
Remember how we said, like, Hinata was ready to, like, receive, like, Kageyama serve earlier?
Uh-huh.
There's this one scene, like, it's just one, like, and like I said, I was staring at these episodes, like, frame by frame. But there's a part where Kageyama sets it for Daichi, and he gets blocked. But, like, the next scene they show you, like, Hinata was in position to try to help.
No.
Like, he was, what? Like, in the right spot. Like, you can see him, like, lunging for the ball. And, like, the animators really went out of their way to, like, let you see that, like, he really is so focused on getting his defense better.
That's so cool.
Yeah. There was a little earlier in the match, there was a time when Noya, like, pancaked. And Hinata also did the same thing, like, right next to him.
I forgot about that.
Flat out on the ground trying to get the ball up.
Oh, yeah. I just thought that scene was kind of funny because they crisscrossed. And I didn't even think about, like, Hinata was doing the right thing here. Good job.
And, like, in the same place as Noya.
Yeah.
Like, he knew what he was doing.
He's definitely growing.
So good.
Speaking of Noya.
I was going to ask, has Nishinoya ever done Rolling Thunder outside of practice? I mean, technically, this is still practice because it's a practice match. But I was like, is this his first time debuting this?
Like, in an actual game?
Yeah, in a game.
Yeah, I feel like it because I actually spoke about how the fact that, like, he's this big, crazy character. But when he's in game, he's actually super quiet. He's actually super locked in and focused. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't play around. True. So this is, like, one of the only times he does do it. Like
Thunder.
True. He doesn't, if he's done it, he doesn't like announce it.
No, not during the game.
That is so
it's just a practice match.
I just love that he yelled Rolling Thunder during the match. It's so funny.
I can only imagine the Daytek players are like, what the f-?
Yeah. Startled them. It was a super crazy save. Amazing. Amazing Rolling Thunder save. And then Nishinoya kind of like enjoys his moment. And then the next second, Ki is actually in the way. And Kageyama calls him out and yells that Nishinoya is in the way. Kageyama.
How dare you.
This is so Kageyama.
It is.
But it's like he's not wrong.
He's not.
No. He just doesn't know how to communicate.
And he was just playing with a libero who like rolled out of the way after receiving.
Yeah, I love that they show that too. Like, no, they like show that from Kageyama's memory. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is what it should look like. So he's now seeing what it's not supposed to look like. And he's like, I gotta correct that.
Yeah.
But he yells at him in front of everyone.
Everyone's reactions is so hilarious. Because I feel like it's like a two-part reaction. It's like, oh my God, Kageyama, like, that's rude. But then also like, you said that to Noya?
Right. Everyone's like, oh.
Of all people?
And then Noya's mad.
You can, like, picture that, like, that's all Kageyama did, like, his junior high was just, like, yell that people were in the wrong spot. And you thought he was super mean. And now we're realizing he literally just, like, he learned something new at camp and wants to share that information. And he just did it worst timing, worst person in the worst way possible.
Absolutely.
And both the manga and this episode end with Nishinoya being like, what?
Oh, his face is so funny.
He's so mad.
I would make that face my lock screen on my phone. It's so funny.
That's great. What's gonna happen? Find out next time.
And then we have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just watch them all now. I don't know.
You just need to, like, take extensive notes. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad. I pause every 2 seconds. It takes me so long.
I know. I'm like, okay, I'll just quick watch this 20-minute episode before we record. And then I'm pausing it, like, every 10 seconds.
There's just so much to be said.
It takes an hour.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel like there's so much to be said. And that's why we started this podcast.
I seriously have a profound and deeper appreciation for you guys. Because, like I said, like, I talk about Haikyuu literally every day. And it's always something new coming to my mind. But, like, to sit down and actually look at the episode, I was like, okay, let me just rewatch it just to refresh. I know the series. I've seen it tons of times. But, like you guys said, I was pausing at everything. And, like, a 20-minute episode became, like, an hour-long endeavor. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that they do this for every episode? Damn.
So, so when you make your content, you're just thinking of it in your daily life and then you record?
Yes, it is weird to even people who make a lot of content, they're like, you have problems. Because, like, I would literally be, like, walking around and be like, oh my God, that reminds me of something from Haikyuu.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then I'll literally just record it. So, like, a lot of content creators, if you ask them, like, oh, how many drafts do you have? Like, well, I have 100 videos in my drafts just saved up. Me, I have like zero. Because literally, if I post something, I probably recorded it 5 seconds ago. And I just like click, post, done. And I just keep going about my life.
That's the best way to do it too. Because then you're not like overthinking and like obsessing. And you just put it out there. Don't worry about it. That's like the ideal way. It
takes a lot of pressure off of me, honestly. Yeah. And I feel like I post so much that like I know a lot of people that are like very like thrown off when their videos don't do well and like it's really stressful for them, which and I feel for them. But for me, I'm kind of just like I can have like 3 or 4 flops, but that one big one finna hit.
Yeah. People are gonna see this, people are gonna relate, people walking around and thinking about how cute, just like us.
Yes. For my
That's
people.
So great.
I, like, want to post on TikTok more. I'm just, like, not the kind of person who wants to, like, I don't know. I don't have idea. I could try, but.
Stick with me, kid. We'll create greatness.
We just need to, like, learn your essence by watching your TikToks as much as you post them.
to stick like around.
Every time one comes out, we'll watch, and then we'll get the hang of it.
Listen, you guys have me on Instagram now. We're besties. It's official. Once it's been said on the podcast, it's real. So we are besties.
Yeah,
so
set in stone. Unless Hannah edits it out.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Oh. I'm like, you know, actually,
never mind.
I don't like this.
Feel free to reach out anytime. We're going to become TikTok famous together.
Oh. Yeah.
We'll leave that to you. Okay. Here's one of our favorite parts of our show where we rate the episode and give character MVPs and LVPs, which is most valuable player or least valuable player. You get 2 points. You can give 2 MVPs. You can give one and the other. You can give 2 LVPs. We've done that, I'm pretty sure. But
okay.
I'd be kind of surprised if you
yeah, maybe don't do that because that's kind of sad. But who are your episode 6 MVPs or LVPs?
Okay. I thought long and hard about this. And one of my MVPs, I tried to be obscure with that. I didn't want to pick like the obvious choices. One of my MVPs is Asahi. Because I just love
so good.
Him being the person that speaks out of like, did you notice that Kageyama's feeling some sort of way? Meant so much to me. Aww. And also another part is before the match, and we didn't mention this when we were reviewing, before the match, Noya's like to Asahi, like, you're not gonna be scared, are you? And he's like, no, this is like the perfect team for me to practice against, and I've got some stuff that I want to try. And I was like, bro, look at you. And then also, like, in the middle of the match, there was a part where he gets blocked, and they literally show him walking away, and he's thinking.
Yes.
And instead of freaking out or getting anxious, he's like, how can I get over this problem? So he just had so many little moments that, like, unless you look at the episode really closely, you don't even realize, but like...
Yeah, he's not like a main character.
Yeah, so I definitely want to give him an MVP. I think he did a lot.
That's so good.
That's so good. Very well deserved, Asahi.
I love doing this kind of thing because we do that a lot of times where we're like, you know what? Like several times through this episode, this random character did all these really great things. It's so fun.
Yeah.
That's really good. Hannah, do you have anyone?
Yeah, I'm like, who do I mention the most in my notes?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know yet.
Me neither. We never prepare. I don't know how this happens every time. There's been like 2 times I've prepared. Who did we like? Wait, I kind of want to give Asahi a point.
Like, I could give one to Hinata. I feel like I could always give one to Hinata.
He did so good.
He did. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy to convince convinced. You.
That's all it took.
You convinced me.
I won't give Kageyama a point, I think. I know he's going through it, but not this episode. Could give like Takeda for his little volleyball explanation. Oh, you know who I'm gonna give it to? Koganegawa. Cause he is doing
good.
So good. Cause the last time we saw him when he was playing with his team, he was also struggling. He was a large baby volleyball player who didn't know what he was doing. And now he's like he got invited to that camp. And now he's showing why in this match.
That's really good.
I like that a lot. Also, a quick shout out just to flex my moderate little bit of fame. But quick shout out to Gareth West. He's the voice actor that voices Takeda. And we became friends. We became friends on Twitter. So he's actually such a really cool guy. He's so cool.
I love Takeda.
Yeah, he's so cool as a person. And I love the little tidbits that he gives because, like, he's the person that we live Haikyuu through. Like, he knows just as much as the audience.
So true.
And I think that is so great. So I did like that you mentioned him and his little tidbits because I missed them. I feel like we got so much action through season 3. And, like, now we're back to, like, we need to learn volleyball again and get better.
Yes. Yeah, I missed that a lot.
So cool.
Wow, that's amazing.
We have Takeda points like fairly often because he's like he's doing all the work behind the scenes, like setting them up with all these matches, helping them get so much better.
Mm-hmm.
We all have another point left to give. What are we gonna do?
Oh, we do.
You get another one.
Oh.
You can You can give the same person 2 points. It's rare, but we've done it.
I want to share the wealth.
I know.
I know.
I want someone else to know the joy of getting points. I'm thinking, hold on. I'm looking now at like a synopsis of the entire episode.
Nice.
It's good.
So, wait, who did we give them to? We gave them to Asahi, Hinata,
Koganagawa,
and Koganagawa. I'm going to give one to Sugawara. Because he's such a welcoming, soul. And yeah. I just think, like, the awkwardness of, like, everyone coming back together is completely washed away by his presence.
That's so true.
I think I also want to give it to Koganagawa. That's a good
one. Interesting.
They're all good. I don't know.
They're all good. I actually was convinced to go with Asahi because he hasn't gotten points in a minute. And I didn't realize that he had so many key points. So I was like very convinced. Fun. Okay. What would we rate this episode out of 10? And always keep in mind, this is a haiku scale. So none of it can be bad. I think the worst we've given one is like a 1.5. Like one gave a 1 and one gave a 2. And we were like, it's just haiku scale. But what would you rate this?
I would give this episode... do I have to give a full number?
You can be a half.
That's okay.
I would give this episode like a 6.5 or 7.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which one?
I'm going to go with 6.5 only because like I am also like an avid fan of the action. So I would have liked more of the gameplay. But I did love all the Karasuno people being back together, which is super nice.
Yeah,
our highest episodes are either like a match or we've given out some pretty high ones for like season 2 training camp. And then we gave a couple high ones recently for training camp. We really like training camp. We really like matches.
That's fair.
There wasn't really too much of that in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe a 5. Like, that's still, like, it's still good. Middle of the road. Just because, like, that ending was really awkward. Like, I just feel, like, secondhand awkwardness from Kageyama, like, yelling at Nishinoya.
Oh my god, I'm being swayed.
Oh, no. But besides that, it was really good.
Interesting.
Change my number to a 6. It's a 6.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hannah's so convincing.
That's me. We like always sway each other by accident.
Yep.
What was I gonna say? Yeah, like I like all the reunion and the match, like playing against Daytek is really fun. But yeah, there's just like some weird vibes, like Kageyama just like getting they're getting like used to being together again. It's an interesting dynamic.
It's true. I was thinking I would go higher, but I think I'm gonna match a 6. Because compared to the other ones we've been watching, definitely lower.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think like all of season 3 has been like 6 or higher. Like we've just been, or season 4, sorry. Just been loving it.
I'm on the wiki right now. I just want to make one more comment because like I just happen to be on the wiki and I'm scrolling. And, like, they show, like, differences between the anime and the manga on there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, at the bottom of the article, like, if you get to the bottom of the episode, it has, like, differences. And one difference is that, like, apparently in the manga, this match takes place at Daytek. And in the anime, it takes place at Karasuno. And I feel
that's the Karasuno gym.
That's, like, a big difference. I wonder why they changed it.
Yeah. What would be the reason for wanting to change it? Like, it doesn't affect the plot negatively, so why wouldn't you just animate that way?
Here's my theory. They made it at Karasuno to save on the animation time so that instead they could animate the starting lineup.
They were like, we don't want to do Daytek, we want the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, let's use the Kurosano background we always use.
What will the people appreciate more? Yeah. Have y'all seen this baller lineup scene?
I'm not complaining.
That's true. Give the animators MVP.
Oh, yes. Let's give an MVP to the intro animators.
One additional MVP for them. That's so good. Did you do the, I don't know what to call it, the character
fantasy team?
Fantasy team?
So I struggled so hard. I did struggle because I was like, this is so complex. How many points did I get again? Because I'll do it right now.
Okay. Yeah. So easy is 65. And I actually found that to actually be really easy. Like, I basically just like picked everyone that I wanted. And I have 4 points left over that I'm like, okay.
Oh, you got changed. Dope.
I could have another bench person.
Right.
But I did the regular, the medium or whatever. And like, that was kind of a struggle for me. Also, it's a struggle for me because I don't know the positions the players do. So like the way that Henry had it set up was like, choose one of each person. And then it's all the characters ranked on like how their skills are. And so I was like, who is an opposite hitter? Because I didn't know who my options were to choose.
Oh, yeah.
I can read Henry's too. He sent them to
us. Oh, yeah. Let's read Henry's.
I would love to hear choices. Henry's.
I know. I haven't looked at this yet. Okay, so he said, I used only players we have seen in the show play so far.
Thanks, Henry.
Also, this took more thinking than I thought, especially when half these guys haven't popped up yet. It isn't easy. So his easy one, opposite, was Ushijima. Pass hitters, Bokuto and Korai. Libero, Yaku. Setter, Wikawa. Middles, Lev and Kuru.
Team is stacked.
Yeah, that's easy. Real good. That's the easy one. And the bench would be Yamamoto.
Sheesh.
Okay, medium. Opposite Ushijima. Pass hitters Yamamoto and Sawakai. Libero Yaku. Setter Oikawa. Middles Chikishima and Lev.
So both times he had Ushijima and Yaku. So those must be... really like those people.
And Suga on the bench. Sorry, I keep missing. Didn't
Yamakawa setter both times?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And Lev in the middle both times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Yaku, Libero.
Okay.
We'll have to, like, post an image on the stories. It's always, like, we're just, like, reading off things.
Yeah.
Probably easier to see it, but it's fun to share. And then his team on hard, opposite Ushijima. Pass hitters, Daichi and Uwaizumi. Libero, Yaku. Setter, Kenma. Middles, Tsukishima and Kuru. And bench, Sugawara.
See, now I just want to see what that team would be like together. Like, that's all I want. I want to see those people
now
play.
Animate it, Henry.
I am struggling so mightily hard because, like, the hardest position to fill, I feel like all the time, is libero. Like, you have to have, like, a good libero. And, like, in Haikyuu, in, like, the series itself, there's, like, 3 really standout ones. It's, like, Yaku and Noya, and then Komori, who's at the training camp. Like,
does he have eyebrows?
Yeah, that's eyebrows. That's eyebrows. Also, sidebar. I don't know if you guys knew this, and I'm going to tell you this because it's not spoilery, and it has no effect on the entire series whatsoever, but it's going to make you guys go, are you serious? Wow. Eyebrows is Sakusa's cousin.
Oh! They were together at camp.
That's why they hang out.
Yeah, they play on the same team, but they're also cousins. Like, they're related to each other.
That's so cute. What? Built-in besties.
Okay.
Good fun.
What's eyebrows' name?
How many points did I have for the hard one?
50, I think.
50?
I didn't do that.
Yeah, 50.
Okay. I feel like my Yeah. My biggest problem was like, there's just like team members that I want. And so I don't want to make it harder. Like, I just really want Kageyama. I have Kuru in both of mine. I have Daichi in both of mine. I have Nishinoya in both of mine.
You're just like, who are my favorite characters?
Yeah.
Why is Ushijima so expensive? But I also, like, kind of tried to think
how they'd play together, but...
I know, and Henry used Ushijima every time.
Yeah.
He used all his points on Ushijima.
Hmm.
Okay. In me taking characters that I like the most personally as well... Yeah. Actually, no, I can afford another character. It's lit. Okay. I'm going to take, and I think this amounts up to 50. I have a calculator open right now. I'm a child. I'm an actual child.
I have an Excel spreadsheet open.
Stop it.
I'm an accountant.
Okay, so for 50 points, I believe I'm going to have Atsumu as my setter. Of course. I'm going to have Bokuto and Ushijima. Right, and then I'm gonna have Kuru and Tendo because I love Tendo. That
team's stacked,
and that's 42, right? So then I have 8 to take a Libero, so I'll take Yaku, and that's 50. And that team is
brolic. One on the bench.
Oh wait, I need to have a bench person. Son of a bleep.
Unless you want to just run your team.
I mean, that's a really great team. Maybe that's okay.
Honestly, that team probably will last.
Okay, hold on. And then we can. I would sacrifice Ushijima.
Okay.
Because honestly, I don't even want him on my team. I'm going to sacrifice Ushijima and replace him with... I'm going to replace Ushijima with Tanaka because... I just like the idea of Bokuto and Tanaka being on the same team.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's chaotic. Yeah. But, like, if one of them is having a tough time, the other one will be having a good time. I just pray that they don't crash at the same time.
Yeah, it's so funny. I did that on my medium. On the medium, I had to get Tanaka and Bokuto both. And I was like, hopefully this goes okay.
So
I really didn't want to split up pairs, but I ended up having to. I was like, I can't have Kageyama and not Hinata. I can't have Kuru and not Kenma. I mean, Kuru. We found out we were saying Kuru very wrong. That is the rooster from One Piece. It is Kuru in Haikyuu.
Yeah.
Wait, did you finish? You said, Tanaka and who on the bench?
Oh, I have 4 left. So my bench player will be Sugamama, and that's the greatest thing ever.
Sugamama! Yay!
That team is amazing.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah. On 50?
I'm proud of it.
I need to see this team in action.
I know.
I think they'll be very entertaining, too. I just feel like... I also do try to look at, like, characters and who would complement each other well. So the idea of, like... My favorite thing in Haikyuu in general is blocking. So the fact that they gave me Tendo for 6 points made me so happy.
6?
Yeah, because I feel like he should be worth more. But I'm not complaining right now.
Yeah, you're I'll take the win.
I'm like, when you play against Karashino, it's like, if Suki's in front, you're going to be stressed out. But then when he leaves, you get Hinata scoring mad points.
Hinata's higher than Tendo on this.
Yeah. But on my team... Like, you have Tendo, who's stressing you out, and then when he leaves, it's Kuru, who's stressing you out even more. Like, I love it.
That's so good. Ugh, I want to see these teams play.
Okay.
Did you do one, Hannah, or?
I just started. I wrote down Mikawa for 9. That's all I got.
I knew you'd start with that.
Let me just get 6 Oikawas and 1 Oikawa on the bench, please.
Yeah.
Now, that would be a mess.
That would not be a good combo. I definitely... There are some people that I, like, avoided putting together. Like, I was like... I mean, I had Kageyama as a setter, but I was like, I could put, like, Oikawa... Or who was someone else that I was like, Kageyama would not get along with him. So I just, like, couldn't do that.
I might have to do it for next week. Or next time we record. But did you have one, Marley?
Sure. So the easy one I did, I have Kageyama setter, of course. And then I did opposite Daichi, middle Koru, libero Nishinoya. Oh, and then I have another middle Lev. So Koru and Lev are the two middles.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's a pass hitter? Is that in the back or something? Nobody knows.
So it's just someone who like receives but also spikes as well. So like Asahi will receive and also spike as well.
Oh, so it's like a back row. Or, okay.
Okay. I have Owaizumi and Bokuto back there. I think Owaizumi can handle Bokuto as well as Akashi. Maybe not. He might get upset. But and then I had so many points left, so I just put Sakusa on the bench. I'm like, he's a really good player, but I guess I'll throw him in there. I don't really know him yet. But then medium, I got exactly to the points. I have Setter Kageyama opposite Daichi. Middles, Crew and Lev. I didn't change much. Libero, Nishinoya. But then I did Tanaka and Bokuto as the pass hitters.
You're just
and then
like, I just stuck Negama, Yamaguchi on the bench. Harasano.
Yeah.
Love child.
Yeah. Just a training camp, people. Our favorite. Yes.
It was so hard not to choose all Karasuno.
Cute.
All right. Any final thoughts? Walt, do you want to... You kind of already gave yourself, or we gave you a shout out. Anything else you want to say about yourself?
About myself, I love the Haikyuu Summit. It's one of my favorite podcasts. And I'm so happy.
We're forcing him to say this, by the way. We've paid him.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you on here. You're so, like, easy to talk to. And, like, your TikToks are the same as your personality, which is just, like, funny and easygoing. So... It's been great.
Also, I think you would like message us a while ago being like, if you ever need a guest, hit me up, which was so nice. And then I was like, wait, we do need guests. Why haven't we asked?
I don't even remember like how I first saw your I think I was actively looking for a Haikyuu podcast to see if that was something that was being done. Because like I was considering doing something like that. And then I saw you guys. And I was like, oh, wow. And I think I listened to like an episode back when, and I didn't continue. Sorry. But
just okay.
I was like, wow, they're like experiencing the series new. And I was like, it's so refreshing because I love when like I get new people to watch it. I'm like,
yes,
I want you to give me your live reactions at every major moment. Like message me every single reaction you have to the series. And you guys were basically doing that in podcast form. Yeah. I thought it was so cool. And that's why I reached out to you guys back then. I was like, see this. I'm available and I got nothing better to do. So
that was so nice. It was
very I'm glad scary, you guys reached out and asked me to be a part of it. And I'm hoping that I can come back at some other point in time because season 4 is my favorite season. And
is it really? Whoa.
It is because the Tatsumu. I just love that guy.
Yeah. But like, that makes sense.
Season 4 is my favorite season. So I'm totally down to record once you get deeper into the series and meet and learn my team more.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would love that.
Perfect. I should say, I guess if anyone else who listens like has an interest in being a guest, reach out. We are trying to do it more. It takes a little more planning and we get nervous, but even though we don't need to be. But yeah. Just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
If you get any emails from this episode that have questions for me, you can also swing them my way and I'll answer them for you guys if you want. So just throwing that out as an idea if people are interested.
Collaboration.
Message us, the Haikyuu Summit on Instagram. Our email. What's our email?
Haikyuu Summit.
Change it. Just haikyuusummit@gmail.com?
Yeah.
So send us a message. Send us an email. Any questions you have, we'll send them over to Walt.
Sweet.
Oops, I didn't mean to do that. What did I just do?
Was that you, Hannah?
Yeah.
What is happening here?
Look what I did.
Together mode.
I was gonna take a screenshot.
It looks like we're all in the same room.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take a screenshot.
Right? Screen.
Pose. Hang on. I'm still taking. Pose.
Oh, where did my hand go?
No,
wait. Get that thumb. Your thumb is just. Okay, one more time.
It's so big. Yay! Glad we got together for a photo.
It's like we're all in the same room. Like, hey guys.
I know, that was not what I expected to happen, but it worked out.
All right. Well, that's all from the Haikyuu Summit and Wald Rants. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, guys. Till next time.
Till next time.
Hi, everyone.
Bye.